to do also with medical scientific facts, and the texts are not exactly the way the Gemara has it, it makes life a little difficult. Who's Avi?
Avi's only in the morning.
Morning. Okay. You are what? You're Rafi. Okay. Close enough. Okay. Right. Yeah, the third parik. Yeah. Would have toyed with this, skipping the first Mishnah. Yeah, thanks, Mishnah, but we'll do a little bit. You look on Daf Chav Gimel on the base, they have that Tosik Vibu Dava Olov that the Tosik Sol uses to remind you that there are 15 Avelus Nihugim. Gematria Dava. We'll pick it up in the Gimel on the line. Okay, what do we have here? Here we have a little bit of a introduction, like the Mishnah Berurah has, because the things are complicated, I'll now give a hadgama. We're dealing here with Nida Zova Yoledes. Okay, basically Zova Yoledes. Zova Yoledes have a common denominator between them, which is what?
Not neither.
All right, but more. Chiyuv Korban. Okay? They both got to bring two korbanos, an ola and a chatas. And they could be the same animal. Shnei Torah, Shnei Bnei Yonah. Although our Yoledes, if she can afford it, is supposed to be a little more gracious. Supposed to bring a lamb, but she's Yotze with two nesting birds. Our Yoledes competes with Zova. By that I mean, if in the Yud Aleph Yom Benidol Nida, when if she saw one day she'd be a Zova Katana and Shomeres Yom Keneged Yom. Okay? Make sure you get the alibis down pat. Which means she checks herself before Shkia, following day is spent with Tahara, she doesn't see anything that day. Then she goes to Mikveh the second night. If, however, she sees 3 days, then she does over Gedola and she needs both Zion Nikiyim and Korban. Okay? You with us? If she's in childbirth, quotation marks, if what she thinks she's in childbirth, the midwife thinks she's in childbirth, and she gives birth to something that's not a child, it's not a birth. That we had that before. I handed out to you a medical text, or mole, M-O-L-E. That's what we'll be talking about here. In other words, an unformed mass of tissue. Okay. That unformed mass of tissue could be clotted blood or partly clotted blood. Then she will be roh adam, and if it's not ending up as a ledo, then she's a nida. Or if it's a yud aleph yom, she becomes a zova if there are 3 days. If she bled for 3 days and then gave birth to a non-birth. That's called a non-birth. That's part of the problem. medical problems are, one, is it a birth? Is it a fetus, right? Is it clotted blood? Is it a mass of tissue, not a fetus, but clotted blood came along with it? So forget about the mass. There's bleeding when alongside with it. We have to judge the bleeding then, depending on where she was up to, right? You may need dosa, you may need ziva, etc. In the old days of teaching biology, you taught as a proof of evolution, and someone knew it when I spoke Sunday, ontogeny recapitulates phylogeny. Okay, English translation, ontogeny, the way a child is formed, goes through the evolutionary development of phyla. First it's a single cell, multiple cell, then it looks like a snake, it looks like a fish. So people thought, people good imaginations, and we used to teach it that way, but that's here. And they had pictures showing stages of development in utero that mimic different phyla. If you ever try to duplicate that by actually seeing what comes out of a woman, there was no relationship whatsoever. Some guy with a good imagination sat down with a pencil and he drew these pictures. So we don't talk about that anymore. That's not nice. But we don't talk about ontogeny, recapitulation, phylogeny, because that's not so. We even remember, we used to teach you, remember a baby, one stage has gills like a fish. Oops, the gills disappeared. And nowadays, because can't afford it or something, I don't know, they can't afford types of babies that have gills. But Chazal stuck with something which led to this ontogeny, recapitulation, phylogeny, because with imagination you can see if it's a dimion, a comparison to lower animal forms. Okay. That's part of the Mishnah. Let's see what the Mishnah says. Here we're taking it with Rashi slowly. Amapelas chaticha. Okay, we had that before. And the Gemara will bring in what we had before. Remember, we tied it in with the halacha of Yevshel Epsich Zakeva below dam. Whether a mass passing through the cervix, that itself causes nidus. That the Gemara will pick up later. So leave that out, even though that's way it would come to mind right away. So we're not discussing the halacha of psicha sekeva. In Yesh Imo Dam, the chaticha, the Tarakama says, is not dam. It's a mass of tissue. That in itself has no halachic consequences. But if yesh in imodam, if along with the chaticha there's blood, then tameya. Bimlav, if not tahora, because the mass itself is neither dam nor is it a fetus. Either one would make a tameya, either as a nida or zova, or as a leda. Look at Rashi. The lav deidehi, the leda havi. Below dam nama tmeya. The siv kimei nidas dvoso tiv titmo. It says when a woman gives birth, it's like a nida. She becomes tmeya from later. There's 2 months later. So after, in order to have a mapelas chaticha, right, and disregard the chaticha, you have to first declare that that's not called a later. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, ben kach or ben kach tmeya. There could be for one of two reasons. Either because this congealed mass is dam, or because yefshel pshich zakeva below dam. Because by going through the cervical opening, that makes it into an eagle. Watch here how the Chazal had, and these are Kabbalists that they had on a medical, scientific basis. Hamapeles kimin klipa, kimin sa'ara, kimin ofer, which means what? Nothing you can identify, no form that you can identify. Kimin yavchushim adumim, you know, red little insects, and yochoshesh, that what? That this is nothing more than congealed dam. Then you check the test for blood. Im namuchu, if it'll dissolve in water, in warm, in lukewarm water, as the Gemara explains, in poshrin, tmeya, vimlav tahora. Because vadai is not a blood. Vadai is not psichas like ever. It's too small. That doesn't come into picture. Right? Therefore, it's a question, is this damnida or not? If it's, you do, you check whether it's dam. And the assumption is, if it's dam, it will dissolve. Watch. Now the same case, but now we see something different. The interpretation of what came out, it didn't look like a baby. So if it looked like nothing, that's what these came in, yavchuchim, or hair, or some little pebbles, nothing. But now, hamapeles came in dogim, Hagovim Shkosim Ramoshim, right? How about it has more of a form? It looks like a fish, looks like a locust, right? Looks like a mouse. Im Yeshi Moham Dam Tmeya Vim Lav Tahora. Again, what? No Vlad. A Vlad doesn't look like that. Meaning a malformed Vlad, a messed up Vlad, doesn't take that form. Therefore, the same rule applies, what? If it's dam, it's dam. So therefore, here, I don't check this thing because I'm sure this is not an adequate test for that this is dam or not. I'm assuming it's not dam. But neither is it a Vlad, so it's not a Maisa later. Therefore, the only question is, associated with it, so what does Rebbe conclude? Right. That in order to be a chashash, that maybe it's a later, it has to have a form other than a human form, but a form that can identify itself, at least, I'll use this term, although I think that's what, no, I'm sure they meant that, at least as a upper form, a higher form of life than the form mentioned as Yavchushim, right? Or a form mentioned as Shkotzim Ramashim Dogim. But if it now begins to look like a something that was a little bit higher up in the evolutionary scale. But hamapeles min behema. It looks like a calf. Min behema chaya v'ov. Bein tmei and bein tahoven. Then you check whether it has a gender discernible. Im zocho, if this form, whatever it is a male something, and has testicles, then teishev lezocho. Im nekeva, teshel in the cable. It may not you do a teshel zochol in the cable. What does that mean? Remember, for zochol she has 7 days tameya, and then 33 days, even if she sees dam, is dam toha. For the nekeva, she has 14 days of tumah, and then she has 66 days, which even if she sees dam, is dam toha. This lady, if she can't make up her mind whether it was a male or female, then she has only 33 days, like for zochol toha, and 14 days of tumah, like a nekeva. You with us? Chachamim omrim kol she'ein bo mitzuras odom ein avod. Well, later on we'll have to define what's called tzuras odom. Here you have to. Mo doesn't will explain on what basis they differentiated between something that looks like shkotzim remotion. Now shkotzim remotion also was an identifiable form that we know a mouse will be among the shkotzim, right? Sheketsu lachem, chagovim dogim, no. That's no sophic in the mind that cannot be a blood. That all depends on me, yeshimom dam. We treat it like a question of nidus, and that's all. But later doesn't come into the picture. However, it has a higher form, yes. Now Rabbi Yehuda is the one who said ben kach or ben kach tmeya. I tried to figure out why. She's mapelas chaticha. Didn't say anything about a tzura, anything that resembles any other form. No. All you have is a mass of tissue. Boso ba'almo. Rabbi Yehuda said ben kach or ben kach tmeya. So the simplest way to understand Rabbi Yehuda is that he held that mass was blood. That mass was congealed blood. And therefore, she's tameo. Amar Rabbi Yehuda Meshmuel, lo timi Rabbi Yehuda ela b'chaticho shel arbos mini damim. The only way I can understand Rabbi Yehuda is that he held that this chaticho is blood. Well, if it is blood, then we paskin according to blood. Then as a follow, the Hilchos Dam, you have the five Chamisha Domim that are Tameim, four colors plus black, which is red Sheloko. Avo Shamini Domim Tahora. Rabbi Yochan Omar, Shel Arbas Mini Domim Divak Hol Tameya. If it has the color that if it were Vadai blood, it would be Tameya, then she's Tameya, because this is congealed blood. Shel Sharmini Domim, if however it has other colors, not from the colors that we had learned in the Mishnah before, then Direi Hakol Tahora. Lo Nechleku. So what is Rabbi Yehuda, everybody agrees, what's Rabbi Yehuda arguing and says, Omer Benkach or Benkach Tameya? The case is, Lo Nechelku Elo Sheipila, she passed this mass of tissue, Veinu yodas mahi pila, and it's unavailable to check. She knows she passed some kind of solid material. The shaila is now, is there a concept of rov? Most women who pass such material is due to the fact that it's congealed blood. Therefore, Rabbi Yehuda would ask her, and argued, there's no such rov. Rabbi Yehuda saw about zil bosa rov chatichos. She knew that she was mappled, she gave off some lump of tissue. And rov chatichos and most chatichos are need the blood. Actually, I mean, one of the four colors, meaning it's need the blood that congealed. Therefore, I have a suffix, I go bosarov. And therefore, I say, Mustama, she was Temeah. Rabban and Savri, no, there's no such rule. I mean, they argue on that, what? Not a happy machlokes, because a mitzius. It's not a svora. I mean, what is the mitzius? What is the reality? Did a study, women who pass tissues, not of blood, and not liquid blood, but some kasala in the air. So who says 99% of the time it proves to be blood? Right? That's all. And I was saying, no, no such thing. That's not a happy machokis. Okay. That's a machokis in mitzius. Not a nice machokis. That should be clarified. You shouldn't have to argue about such things. But we have such machokis. Is there such a rov or not such a rov? Watch this a little bit. You have to keep cheshbon here. That's how you wanted to set up the machlokas of Rav Yehuda and the Tanakhama and the Chachamim, as they call. So machlokas is an unknown, an unidentified mass was passed. Do you assume it was blood or not? According to Rabbi Yehuda, you assume it was blood because that's rov. Rabbanan argued, they'll say it's not rov. It doesn't seem to be so. He says, Eini. It doesn't seem to be the right shot in the machlokas. It's too simplistic a hezbo in the machlokas. I argue there is a rov, yet it's not a rov. Not a happy machlokas, I said. He came and he brought another study, another braise, I mean another quote on the referencing the machlokes of Rav Yehuda and Rabbanon. Hamapeles chaticha aduma shchora yiroko levona. Now here you got already a mixture of colors. It was either red or black. That's a bad color. Yeroko levono is a maret tahora. Im yesh imodam tmeya, meaning we disregard the chaticha, that's vade not dam. It can have a color, but it's not dam, makes no difference. If there is liquid dam along with it, tmeya, not after tahora. Rab Yehuda omer, benkach o benkach tmeya. Why? Because the chaticha is dam. Now, remember, Shmuel in explaining the machlokes Rabbi Yehuda in the Tanakhama Shmuel said, Rabbi Yehuda asad the chaticha, because it had the bad color, it had, had one of the arba domim, therefore he asked it because it is dam. The fact that it's solid dam makes no difference. That's all. But other colors would be tohor. So she passed a mass of tissue and it had a yellow color and didn't have any red, black in it, then even Rabbi Yehuda would know that that's tohor. Right? This kosher reshmul b'chorda or Rabbi Yochanan b'tarti. The way Rabbi Yehuda understood, the way Shmuel understood the machlokis, that Rabbi Yehuda is metamei only when it has a bad color, which means it's nothing more than congealed blood, and it follows the hilchos dam, right? And it was Rabbi Yochanan who changed our understanding. He said, no, they're not arguing about that. They're arguing only if, what? Is there a rov? Because we never saw the chaticha. She passed a lump, and that was lost down the toilet into an ocean, where it is, so we can't examine it. Therefore, you have to ask, what's the likelihood, what's the probability of it being a bad color? So Rabbi Yehuda held that most of the chatichos, right, are from these bad nida colors. Therefore, we have to assume go Bosarov, Suffolk, what? Paskin, Bosarov, she's the mayor. And Rabbanan argue on that. Since they argue on that, she has a Cheskas Tahara, you go Bosarov Chazoka, so she's the whole. You people follow that? That's the second machlokes. The way Rabbi Yochanan understands machlokes is we don't know what she passed. According to Rabbi Yehuda, if you don't know, she's Vaday Tameya, because most chatichos that women expel are of the bad colors of dam, and therefore the chaticha is only congealed blood, and therefore we must assume it was bad. We assume it was a dam tummy, a mara tameya. Rabbonin argue on that point and say what? Since you don't know Vaday that she did she passed something which is Tameya, you have a suffix on her, she starts off with a Cheskas Tahara, she's Tahora. People, you're following us? Okay. So again, Kasha Lushul Bukhadar Rabbi Mutati. Now, when you came back, they brought from Nardor, they brought a further explanation of the machlokes of Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbanan. And Rabbi Yehuda said, right, regardless of the color, she's Tameya. And the Rabbanan said, if it's a bad color, Tameya or not. You see, they're not arguing in a case, like Rabbi Yochanan said, where it was lost and we can't examine it. So, he says, this new understanding that Rabbi Yehoshua brought from Nador, right, poses a problem. So, what did Shmuel say? What did Rabbi Yochanan say? He says, Domar Shmuel lo timer Rabbi Yehuda ele b'chaticha shel arba mini domim. And here it says, Vaktani yiroko levona. Rabbi Yehuda said that what? According to Rabbi Osher, Ha'aperas chaticha shchoro yiroko levona. Rabbi Yehuda says, without other dam, she's tameya. Now what does that mean? If it's congealed blood, it has to have the bad color. And yet, he included yiroko levona, which are kosher, which are tahora colors. Only the bad colors make a tomato according to Rabbi Yehuda. And here you listed Yeroko Levona, and Rabbi Yehuda argued and said that makes a tomato. V'chi tema, he said, well, who says he's arguing on all the colors? Rav Yehuda says, tmeya means on a bad color. V'chi tema ki pole Rav Yehuda adumo shchora. But I look levon alo, right? Elo then yiroko levon alaman ketonile. Then, but the braiser that he brought back from Bovel said Yiroko Levona also. According to whom is Yiroko Levona a relevant color? Ilim Rabbanan, of course not. Rabbanan said Hashto Adumu Shchorah Matari Rabbanan, because they don't believe that it's congealed blood. They believe it's Bosor. It's some kind of mass of cells. And Kodesh Baruch Hu said, a woman who passes blood becomes a nida. A woman who passes a piece of tissue, regardless of what the color is, that's not dam, she gets no dam nida business. They say, even if it's red or black, because it's not blood. And Yiroko Levona, my boy, certainly Yiroko Levona will also be toast. Who said then that all these four colors could be tummy. Elalav, it means the Rabbi Yehuda, right? It must be Upolig, right? Yet Shmuel didn't say so. Shmuel said that only the bad colors are bad. Vesu, Rabbi Yochanan, the Amar Shel Abbas Mini Domin, the Vekol Tmeya, Hakatan Adum Ushchor Upolig Rabbanan. Where Rabbi Yochanan learned about Chloikis in our Mishnah of Rabbi Yudin Rabbanan, he said, no one argues if it's a bad color, certainly she's Tameya. And here he says, no, Adum Ushchora, according to Rabbanan, she's Tahora. Why is that blood? When would Adum Ushchora be Tameya if you first identify it, physical characteristics, as blood? But if you argue that it's never blood, it's not blood, it's a mass of solid tissue, like the Loshon Achronim use, it's bosor ba'alma, it's meat, it's not blood. For meat, you don't become a nida. V'chi tema, maybe pligi rabbona iruki levona. Ava adum ushchor alo, that's what Rabbi Yochanan says, if it's a bad color, even rabbona mode is no good, because it's they are mode that is blood. Then who holds that Adumu Shchora is Tahora? Ilema Rabbi Yehuda Hashi Yiroko Levona Tamei Adumu Shchora Meboye. Ela Rav Rabbanan Upligi Deyagi. Right. So you see that Levona can't hold like Rav Yochanan that if it has a bad mare it's Tamei. Therefore, Elam Rav Nachman Yitzchak. That's a real Elo. Remember, Elo always means I change my mind. I went off on a wrong tack. You're trying to figure out whether this mass, this mole, right, is called blood, is considered like blood, not considered like blood. No, that's not the issue. No one argues that if it isn't liquid blood, it's not blood. There's blood in addition to it. There's a mass of tissue and damimo, that's no shaila. But the mass itself is discounted as irrelevant to Hilchos Nida. My problem is, how did the mass of tissue get out of the body? Had to pass through the cervix. If it passed through the cervix, we have a problem. That the opening of the cervix itself causes bleeding. Elo Amar Rav Nachman Yitzchok, the machlokes of Rabbanan and Rav Yehuda is be'efshel l'psichas hagever b'lo dam kamiflugi. U'beplukto dahani tanoi. And that's really not a machlokes there that initiated with our Mishnah. It's an old machlokes. The choosing of sides. These are also Tanoim in the Mishnah, choosing up sides in the machlokas of other Tanoim, whether Efsher or lo efsher, psich zakeh below dam. Where did you have this machlokes, where the efsher psich zakeh below dam? The sanya. I have to add, let me add one more hakdoma, I'm sorry. One more piece. I gave hakdoma both Zova and Yoledes have to bring a korban, and it could be the same korban of Shnei Torim Shnei Bnei Yona, right? What if doubtful situation arises like here? We don't know my tila. So it could be, maybe it could be that it is a maisa leida, and she will have to bring a korban. I'm not sure. Not sure. We have another halacha. I have to add that to the hakdama, and that is, you can't bring a korban to the Beis HaMikdash unless you're sure it's a korban. Otherwise, you may be chulin lazor. That's an isur koreis. Second, if it is an ola, we don't have a problem. It's all consumed. If it is a chatas, the chatas is eaten by the kohanim. The problem is that if it's not a korban, meaning a duly authorized korban, a chiv korban, you bring it only misofek, then you got a problem. Two problems. Problem number one, how dare you bring something which may be chul lazor? If you're not chayv a korban, you can't bring it on the mizbeach. That's called maybe chul lazor. Second is a problem. The chatos is necheles l'kohanim. If it's not a korban, then it's a nevela, because the korban is killed with the nail of the kohen. He makes melika. He doesn't use a chalot. Doesn't use a knife. If it's a korban, then melika is matir the korban, then he can eat it. If it's not a korban, then melika makes it into nevela. Then he can't eat it. So I have two concerns. Can you bring a korban misofik? And if you do, once you brought it as a korban, can a kohen eat it? If you ruled it's a korban, then he should be able to eat it. Mother says no. So what happens, chatos is unique. You can bring the eidah on a sofik. That's okay. It's a chul lazola. But nor is it, quote, a real korban. Therefore, the kohen can't eat it. So the chilek will be, right, in this case, if you bring a chatos, and as a sofik, whether she should or should not have brought the chatos, then you can bring the chatos, it won't be called chul lazor, but it won't be nechal mekahanim because of the isur nevela, because of malika. It's got a sofik korban. We can't bring a sofik korban normally. That's not true for chatos. Chatos you bring on a sofik also. That's added to the like I gave before. Now, this to understand what's going on here. It says the machlokes where the efshel of psula kever below dam or not, the plukta dahana tanoi. The machlokes is the tzadi. That we spoke about before. Kosuzo shnaim for two days she was in labor. Ulishlishi hepila, on the third day she gave birth. Now, all this time she saw dam, of course. When a woman in labor sees dam, that's the assumption. My question now is, what is this dam? Is it dam leida? Or is it dam zivo? Dam zivo, shikshiva nikim. Dam leida, sasur. The baila either 7 days or 14 days, and then She's in the heter period of Dam Toha. So what happened to her? I got to know. Did she give birth or didn't she give birth? Right? Does know what? Whether it was a nafil, a miscarriage, or whether it was just a mole. That's how we define, Rashi uses the word, Bimruach Rashi, last Rashi. Eni Yodas im nafil hu, im ruach balma hu. I tell you, ruach balma doesn't mean air. Ruach balma means the mole, an unformed mass. Right? Harezu sofik leido sofik ziva. Right? Either she gave birth, or if it's not a birth, she saw dam for 3 days. Pick up the first Rashi that reviews it nicely. Harezu sofik leido sofik ziva. You have the first Rashi on the Yomit. Sofik im ziva hi v'chayevas b'korban ziva. Sofik im leida hi v'chayev b'korban leida. Sofik ein lo leida v'lo ziva. Ve'ein lo korban kesad. How? Im yolda v'shlishi v'lad gomor. On the third day she gave birth, normal baby. Harei kan leida v'lo ziva. Therefore, Atilu Ros or Dam im Leidosa, Lahashtim Gimelrios de Kushi Samach Leida Rahmanatari. Once she gave birth, then I reinterpret the blood that she saw, that's now Dam Leida. Dam Leida doesn't make it to Meir. She's Asura, but it's not Ziva, there's no Shiva Nikiyim, etc. As we learn later on, it says, Ki Zizo Zov Domo Machmas Atzmo. No machmas vlad. So therefore, if it's a vlad, there's no tumas evil. Im lohay vlad, the rosh adam im leidosa, and she saw blood during these 3 days, harei kan ziva gemura. Why? The hashta lav kushi samach leidahu. It's not dam kushi. Dam kushi is exempts you from dam ziva. Why? The ain kan leidah. There was no birth after that. Therefore, im lo hoye vlad, v'lo ros adam, ein kan lo leide v'lo ziva. D'shnei yomim hu d'chazoi hilkoch. Therefore, what should she do? Mevi'el korban echot. She brings one korban, meaning one pair of birds. Lecho b'kadoshim. Shema yoleda zozivahi. But eino nechal chatas ha'ov shelo. But the chatas ha'ov can't be eaten by the kohanim. Shema eino lo yoleda v'lo zova. Why? Because efshel psich zakeva below dam. U'b'shlishi lo chazoi v'lad nama lo havi. She didn't see on the third day and she wasn't a v'lad. Right? B'hai korban melikas chulin hi. And this korban was sacrificed by the Kohen through the act of Malika b'nevela. Therefore, it's a nevela. Rashi is very tight on words here. That's why I punctuated the way I did. What's he saying? Again, go quickly. Since I don't know what happened, because I can't confirm there was a leda, therefore, I must assume that one brace of pigeons she has to bring, because that could cover up a ziva for later. Both have the same korban. But the chatos can't be eaten, because in case there was no chiv, neither ziva nor later, and it's not korban. Korban is nitar with melika, but a plain bird, you shecht it that way with melika, it's a nevela. And this halachic comes Rabbi Yeshua and says, why are you getting lost with ziva and all business? What kind of business? Forget about ziva, forget about leda. That's not our issue. Our issue is, what? Was she a zova or not? did she see dam three times? Rav Shua Omer mevia korban benechal. Why? She efshel psichas akeva below dam. I don't care to identify whatever came out. We didn't have. We lost it. Right? It was thrown away right away. Ein yodas mai pilo. You're getting lost in the shaila. Is it a later or is it not a later? Says that's not the issue. I know she's badai. That she saw dam three times. I know badai she saw dam three times. So the mamonoshach, either it was a leida, then she has to bring a korban. If it was not a leida, she certainly saw dam three times. Why? Because she saw dam for 2 days, and the third day she saw this chaticha come out. And since the chaticha came out, whether it was dam or not is irrelevant. It made her into a zova, because it caused a psichas hakeva, and that added the third day into the count of Zova. So now she has to bring a korban al pi haloche memonoshach. If it's later, she has to bring a korban. If it's Zova, she has to bring a korban. And this korban is nechal. It's a regular korban. No suffix on the korban. Therefore, the kohen can eat it, even though he killed it through melika. Now you have to excuse me, we got to go through the same thing quickly. I'm more is a bit repetitive with a little twist to it. Lishna Achina. We others reported this exchange of Rav Yude and Rabbonon and Nach Vayitzok's statement that the Machlokis is really in Efshel of Shirz Hakeva Volodam. Lishna Achina, here's how the story came from Bovel, from Nardor. Lishna Achina Amrola, others report this exchange differently. Amar Rav Yehuda Mashul, Lotima Rav Yehuda Ela Bachaticho Shel Abba Mini Domin, Aval Shasha Mini Domin Tehova. Shmuel, assumed Rav Yehuda held this chaticha is nothing more than congealed blood. Therefore, don't get involved with anything else. It's a sugi, it's classic sugi in dam nida. What color is it? That'll determine whether she's tamei or not. Therefore, what? So Gemara asks, "But also Rav Osher ben Ador, also Vayse Masnik to Biyodei." Rav Osher brought the Vayse differently. An explanatory note. The Masnik here is an explanatory note on the Machlokas Rav Yehuda and Rabbanan. Hamapelas Chaticha Aduma Ushchora Yirokol Levona, Em Yeshi Medam Tmeo Am Lav Tahora. And Rav Yehuda said, "Ben Kach or Ben Kach Tmeo," right? And here you see he included what? Colors that are not dam nida. Ketana adum ushchol yiroko levana. Ehu poli Rav Yehuda said, I'm that, ben kach she's temeya. Right, so it can't be what Shmuel said, she's temeya because she saw a dam with a bad mare, and the assumption being that this mass is nothing more than congealed blood, and therefore follows the halachos of dam. Vichy Tema, no, you're reading it wrong. Rabbi Yehuda is only arguing on half the price, and half the quote. Adum Shchor Yorkel Vona, keep all Rabbi Yehuda Adum Shchor Yorkel Vona lo. Then who's the one to hold that Yorkel Vona man ketanala? But the, you brought a price that said she's mapelis all the, those four colors, two kosher colors and two non-kosher colors, right? And it said that what? According to Rabbi Yehuda, she's Tameya, right? And according to the Rabbanan, she's Tahora. V'chitema poly Rabbi Yehuda adum shchor av yirokol levona lo, el yirokol levona man ketana lo. Ilim el Rabbanan, of course not. Hashta adum shchor commentary. Rabbanan said that it's not blood. I don't care what color it is. Blood is liquid. This is a solid something. It's not blood. I don't care what color it is. So even if it's aduma, aduma shchor, it's also tahora. Aduma shchor kamatayi rabbanan yirok alvana meboyele. Elalav it is. The Rabbi Yehuda said it, then you see Pollock, he's arguing on what Shmuel said. Because Shmuel said, if it has a bad color, it's Tameya. And then you see, she's Tameya even on a color which is not considered dumb. Hello, we come to the same conclusion. They can't be arguing about what this Chatiche is. Everybody's mode of Chatiche is irrelevant in Hilchas Nida. Elo, be'efshel l'psichas hakevel olam kemiflegi. And again, repeat, we just repeated before, u'beplukte d'hana tanoi, isanya, kosesho shnayim ashlosho, 2 days she was in labor, right? I'm sorry, Shnayim. She's labored 2 days. Ulishlishi epila. On the third day she passed something. Veniyoda maipila. Areza sofik leda sofik ziva. Therefore, may be korban, because of one korban will cover for ziva and for leda. Venenechal, because maybe it's not a good korban and the maliko will make it into novella. Rabbi Shiromer, no. Maybe korban venechal. Why? She's vadai chayib. Alzazova, the fee she efshel a psich lakeva below nam. So mamonoshach, either what she was mapil was of lad, so she's chayva korban later. If it wasn't mapil, then it is nothing more than dam the third day. Which dam? Not the dam of the chaticha, but the dam that we didn't find, the unknown dam of the efshel a psich lakeva below dam. Don't skip over the fundamental machlokas in Mitzius, namely how you evaluate this chaticha: is it dam or is it not dam? Not the psich zakeva problem. That's another machlokas. But it starts off first with the question: What is this thing? This next piece of Gemara would have been better if it was in the beginning. Because this now questions, what is this piece? Is it dumb, is it not? We made an assumption. According to Rabbi Yehuda, it's just congealed blood. Therefore, it depends on the Mare, according to Shmuel. It's Tana Rabbanon, Hamapeles Chaticho, Sumchus Omer Meshum Rabbi Meir, Vecheinoi Rabbi Shimon Menashe Omer Kedvorov. Listen carefully. It itself is not dam. Therefore, kova, you have to dissect it. Im yesh dam besocho tveya, v'blav tehora. Why? Kirabonon, because we pass like the Rabbonon, that what? It's certainly not dam. Therefore, I don't care what color it has. It could be a color odom or shocho, but it's irrelevant. Because the Hilchos Nido Zova applies only to dam, and this is not dam. Vadifo midrabonon, but he held more makel than the Rabbonon. What? The Amri Efshel of Psychos Akeva below dam. Right? Well, he has to hold that it's irrelevant the fact that a solid material passed through the holes, meaning add to it. Number one, it's not dam. Number two, there's no Psychos Akeva problem. But deeper with Rabbonon, and another adif means, and another level of kula, of leniency, inu savri imo in besochalo, right? I'm sorry, even one I said that wrong. I'm sorry, back off. Adif b'rabbanan, and differs from the other rabbanan, who said it's da dam. But yesh imodam, if there's accompanying it, there's some liquid blood, then you pass it like the liquid, according to the liquid blood. And he held, no, even though there's no liquid blood accompanying it, but if there's liquid blood inside, that's also called dam. The inu savri imo in. The Rabbanan held, if with the chaticha blood came, then you judge by the blood. But besocho, the fact that there's blood inside, not usum chesavar, afil besocho is also called blood. Okay, this is the moko, the first moko that we discussed some months ago already for Rav Shlomo Zalman's heter about shofelas. But that's the moko here. That what? That blood inside doesn't mean anything. Rabbona hold, only yesh imo dam. But it says dam besocha, it's not called dam nida legabe the hilchos nida, because it's surrounded by the whatever this mass is of cells, which is, they themselves are not dam, and since they have what enclosed the dam, that dam never went out the normal way, and therefore it's not dam nida. That was the first ray he brings, that if I can put a catheter inside and catch dam nida, that should never be in contact with the kosli harechem, the kosli apozdo, never in contact with the woman's body, because it's shielded by this rubber tubing, right? That is not considered to be a rias dam nida. The first bokeh he brought was from here. You see, a chaticha, that analogous to the rubber tubing, right, surrounding blood that's inside, is irrelevant. Okay, that's one braise relevant to our Mishnah. Because now, according to Sumchus, right, it's almost like the Rabbanon hold, but not quite, because Sumchus is willing to consider the dam besocha also as dam nida, and according to Rabbanon, it was only im yesh imo dam. Ish ima dam means there's chaticha and there's blood alongside it. V'tanya idach, you learned another b'aseh. Hamapeles chaticha, Rabacha Omer Korah Im Tocho Madim Temeya Vim Lav Tahora. Watch carefully the choice of words. Right? Im Madim. Right? Almost like Sumchus, but more than Sumchus, or different than Sumchus. Sumchus said, Kora, you cut it open. If you find liquid blood inside, that's called dam. Now we've learned, you cut it open and you find redness inside, but no liquid dam. Also Tmeya. Idach, watch out, this Bryce learns. Hamapelas Haticha. Rabacha Omer Koro Im Tocho Ma'adim, not Im Yesh B'Tocho Dam, but if the inside is red color, like meat you would cut open, it would be red, Temeya, Vimlav Tahora. That's Kisumchus, but Adifa Misumchus. Adifa meaning, but a little different. Right? Why? Because Sumchus said there's liquid blood inside, and this Braise doesn't require liquid blood, merely a bloody look. V'tanya idach, another brisa, hamapelas chaticha, Rabbi Yoman omer kora, im yesh bo etzem, if there's a bone inside, imo temeo leda.
Rabbi.
Hold a minute. A new definition of later, not neither. New definition of later. Before, in the Mishnah, we have a requirement of some kind of a form. Yes, but Rabbanu said, need a tzura sodom. Others say it needs a tzura, at least of a higher animal. Right? And here you have another halacha. As long as you find a bone in there, in that mass, that proves that what? That it was a human fetus, and then it fell apart, so that at one point it had formed and then it had deteriorated. Therefore, it's considered to be a leda.
Rebbe, if there were a bone inside it, at what point, surely the development of bone in the fetus, at the point that there would be bone, it would very clearly be a human baby.
Right. It's quite, yeah, certainly it's late, certainly in the towards the third month, but that could happen. I mean, then it regressed. Something happened that attacked the fetus, immune system. Remember, there's a miracle of birth that you people near Hashem will have to give shvach v'odor to Kodesh Baruch Hu when the right time comes. Your wife carries the brunt of the negative side of it. One big mysteries in obstetrics, the whole idea of reproduction, is why doesn't the mother attack the fetus? We know when they come out, the fetus comes out, if the mother needed a transplant of skin, the skin wouldn't transplant. Why? It's a different genetics. The baby has already some of the genes from the father, right? Therefore, they're not identical. It's not identical twins. A mother and a baby are not identical twins. Therefore, there's immune antagonism. So how come the mother's white blood cells don't attack the baby?
Placental barrier.
And
no.
Doesn't do any good. And vice versa, right? We know this passes through the placental barrier. The T cells go through the placental barrier. That's why women are particularly prone to infections when they're pregnant. Because Kodesh Baruch Hu cooled their immune system. They don't respond to the immune challenge. They don't respond to the immune challenge of a baby. They don't respond to the immune challenge of a bacteria either. So women, you'll find your wives, they become pregnant. The doctor has them come regularly for give a urine sample. Why does he want the urine sample? She wanted to find out if she's pregnant or not. She's already in the seventh month, and the belly is like this. She wants to check what she's pregnant. You do a pregnancy test on the urine, right? No, only one thing. Is there an infection coming in? Is there a urinary infection coming in? Because they're very prone, right? There. But when something goes wrong, you can have the mother start attacking the fetus. That would be a case like this where you find a bone meaning and everything else was eaten up. It was there. Whether such cases happen or not, I don't know. But nevertheless, it's certainly theoretically possible to explain it. There's a hesbo you could give to it. Right. Here you have a new definition, right? It's basically forensic proof. I mean, the proof is forensic. I interpret what must have happened, that the baby was forming, right? And then the mother immune system attacked the baby and a piece of bone is left, but that proves that there was a fetus there. That's enough to make this into a mycelator, even though nothing came out that looks like a tzuras odom. That's why the Rabbanon step in and say, no, don't tell me what went on before. I judge it only at the time of later. At the time of later, there's no tzuras odom. My goal is to get through this little sugya. I just didn't feel like skipping it. Okay, next. And right, we're talking about that the Mapelis was white, meaning clearly boso. He wants to avoid the problem. Could it be dam or not? No, it was levona, so there was no mare dam. Therefore, I'm making a ladder out of the etzem. That's just that. V'chein ki osa zugo demin chayadiv osa v'aisa masnit v'yodet. When this was a time, I guess, when people were traveling from yeshiva to yeshiva, and Bovel was rising to its supremacy, right? So stuff coming from Popadiza, from Nador, that was more authentic, is more respected. Masa masnit v'yodet. Hamapeles chaticha levona kol ravir be'etzem imut mei leida. I don't know what that means on the other side, meaning, all right, it avoided the shayla of a nida color, right? So it's vada a later situation. But what if it would have not a levona? No one says. What if it was a red color, right? What does he pass on that? Does he pass on and the Rabbud and the Rabbona Machlokes? Is it dam or is it not dam? But he avoids it by saying, but that's not our discussion. We're not discussing the chaticha, we're discussing just the etzem, the bone that's found inside. Therefore, I discount the chaticha by calling it a levona, so that since it's white, there's Oshayla, that itself is not dam neither. It's nothing to get involved with the first sheet of Rabbi Yehuda, that this is called congealed blood. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, you want to get on to the bay, then we'll stop. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Meshuv Rabbi Shimon Yochoi, that's the end of this little sugya. Hamapeles chaticho koro. Im yesh bo dam ogul tmeya, vimlav tahora kisumchus. Vekilu mikulu. Comes Rabbi Yochanan and paskins like sumchus. What? If you mapelas a chaticho, the chaticho is irrelevant. Chaticho is not dam. Therefore, I don't care what color it is, it makes no difference. Im yesh bodam ogul, very nice, clear. If there is what? Accumulated blood, there is a lacuna, a hole with blood in it, that's ogul, right? Temeya, vimlav tahora, kusumchus, that's how sumchus held, right? Bikilu mikulu, and that's the most coolest shita of all, right? Namely, It has to have dam besocha. Otherwise, no, regardless of what the color, svekidu v'kumin, regardless of what the color was of the chaticha, is irrelevant, because the chaticha he discounts completely. The only shaila is there dam besocha or not? If there's dam ima, there's no shaila either. No one argues on that. There's a chaticha and liquid blood coming out of that. In addition, that's not a problem. The problem is there's no liquid blood outside. There's only liquid blood inside. That's enough, right? But if it what? What if it just kogo and it's ma'adim and it's red inside? No good. That's also just a plain chaticha. That's not tamei neither. It has to be dam ogul besocha. Has to be a stored blood inside, meaning a puddle of liquid blood. Then she's tamei. This is where this whole sugya was what we discussed according to the Rav Shlomo Auerbach Zatzal there, and here is what he based it halacha lemaisa on his etzer about trying to avoid nidus by not having the woman become a nidah, despite the fact that she is menstruating. That's the build-up, but the mokor is dam bechaticha. That's the mokor. Okay? Let's stop here. Now the Gemara gets a little bit...